One, two, a one, two, three. Find the slope. Take two coordinates or two ordered pairs. 3, 1, 4, 6 if you dare. Label X's and Y's, hold your changing Y values over changing X values in the air. 5/1, now we're there. Yeah, the slope has got it covered. Take the rise over the run. You gotta rise before you run. Up 5/1. The equation of a line. Y equals MX plus B, the cross is Y. That's the intercept we're trying to find. So we can always be 0, wide. As long as slope is still the rise over run. We can plug in any X's for fun and find every corresponding Y to locate any coordinate that falls on the line. Be my 0, Y find. We know the slope, M equals 5/1, so select one ordered pair, 3, 1, and inject in the slope intercept form of a line. Y equals MX plus B time. 1 equals 15 plus the Y intercept. I'm Y axis and I'm taking this bet that the line will be crossing me at negative 14. The equation of a line. Y equals MX plus B, the cross is Y. That's the intercept we're trying to find. So we can always be 0, wide. As long as slope is still the rise over run. Then we can plug in any X's for fun and find every corresponding Y to locate any coordinate that falls on the line. Be my 0, Y find. A positive sloping line. Go up and to the right. A negative sloping line will go down and to the right. A 0 sloping line will have different X's but no change in Y's. If we have change in Y's and no change in X, that's undefined. The equation of a line. Y equals MX plus B, the cross is Y. That's the intercept we're trying to find. So we can always be 0, wide. As long as slope is still the rise over run. Then we can plug in any X just for fun and find the corresponding Y to locate any coordinate that falls on the line. I'll be my 0, Y find. My 0, Y find.